Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here, Green Turtle. As baseball is about to get underway, we're going to get into some football. We're broadcasting live from the Green Turtle, Navy Yard, First Street, Southeast. Nats opening day. Green Turtle has game day specials going on. Stop by. You can watch the game here, any game here. $15 buckets of beer, $5 home run, strikeout shooters, eat plenty. Drink well, leave happy, Green Turtle. So we're here till 3 o'clock, and then at that point, the Hoffman Show will be here, catching a lot of the post-game crowd, I would imagine, at that particular time.
Well, they're bringing Craig in, and
he's a closer today.
Well, he's a closer. Well, I thought they couldn't close the deal on Sheehan.
No.
Because I thought everybody's been asking, where is the king?
Right. No, it's way too early. Way too late for him. Yeah.
Couldn't quite get the budget to afford him. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So Jason Wright to Nikki Jabalov the other day mentioned that he was a little bit, I guess, surprised at some of the reaction, that people were skeptical about a sale here, that it may fall through. To which I would say, you know, we are just like the person in the bad relationship, that we just don't want to get our hopes up too high until we know for sure, right? Like we're right. Just kind of we are at this point, you know, we're at this point. We get it, and I see these stories too, and I've had a lot of people tell me for months now, no, it's just gonna happen. Just wait and see, you know. And he said, I don't see why it wouldn't happen. But see, we all have this built-in thing over 20 plus years here, and I don't blame Jason for not knowing this, because, well, he wasn't here and he hasn't had to deal with it. Is the built-in, like, fear of the worst is about to come, because that's basically what's happened for the 20 plus years of the stewardship of the ownership, I should say, of Dan Snyder. So that's why,
isn't that,
that's why there's skepticism, and you know, it's just
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, or? I think yeah. So yeah. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic is what I would say right now. But he said he was so confused by the skepticism of a potential transaction until it's a transaction. He just says he doesn't see why it wouldn't. And I'm with him. I mean, clearly, look, they've cleared out the office. He sees this a lot closer than we do. He knows the way he's talking, the way Ron's talking. You know, they all clearly are a little bit the tone changed a lot at the owners' meetings, didn't it?
Yep. If you listen carefully.
Yeah, if you listen carefully, and Ron corrected himself a couple times. But then he kept saying, when it happens, what I have to do with it. He talked about what he's going to have to do with the new owner in terms of letting them know, you know, what his vision is and what they're trying to do. And, you know, it almost felt like, too, and I know he got clubbed a little bit for this over the last few days, which was when he said they can finally start roster building. People are like, wait a minute.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Like, what do you mean
define
start?
That.
Yeah, what do you mean start roster building? I mean, you've been here, you know, going on year four now. I mean, you clearly should have started roster building a long time ago. So maybe some of this stuff, you know, is self-preservation speak for some of the, you know, for these guys, too. And I get it. They got to sell themselves to new people. And there's a really good chance the new people are going to set a really high bar for what they want to see this season in order for them to keep them around, too.
Well, you can't go backwards, especially when your stars on your team are wideouts.
Yeah, right.
Because now when you look at our three guys that are pretty much identified as the baby posse, if you will.
Sure.
And so people go, now we got a chance to get him the ball. So now you got Carolina Cannon, mm-hmm. and then we bring in another professional quarterback, There's no excuses. Now we're almost to the point where fix the O-line and let's let Bieniemy, let's roll.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like my boy in Denver. Let's ride.
Yeah.
And now when he said it's to start laughing, he in dead last place.
Oh, let's cook. But we need to let Russ cook.
Yeah, let Russ cook. Okay.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Yeah.
No doubt about it. No question about it. But I think if you're in the position, and we're going to hear a lot of different things over these next few weeks, and I think a lot of the tone is going to come off like a sales job, right? Like to the new folks who are watching this thing, you know, whether it's the Harris Group or whoever ends up getting this team, or this Jeff Bezos really does dive into this. We'll talk about that more later. All those things, whoever it ends up being. I mean, that's what they're doing right now. You're just trying to, you know, get your talking points out there, get your perspective out there the way you see it, and at some point they'll get to do that in front of this person, or people.
I should have done this to Kevin. Mm-hmm. I started to, and then I didn't. But if you have money, it does not hurt you to get your name thrown out with these things, knowing damn well you got no shot.
But
it changes how people perceive you.
That's a good point.
When they hear your name.
Well, he was in for the team.
He was in the group. I should have threw my name in the thing. Because I probably got just as good a chance as the rest of these clowns, and that is zero.
Yeah.
And then Bezos, he's sitting back. Yeah. I still believe that's where it will go. I don't know if it's more belief or hope.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go through another scam job.
Yeah, right.
I want somebody not to appear to be rich, but to really be rich and not have to go out and sell their body to get money to do things. You know, let's just get somebody that's got deep pockets.
Yes, that would be optimal for sure going into this thing. But, you know, the bottom line is if you're somebody new coming in here, I mean, you could say, well, you'll have a honeymoon period, and I've said this before, and I think they will. I think there's going to be an amazing amount of support. We just saw that Washington Post poll the other day that said basically 56% of the people are out.
That blew me away.
Because of the owner.
You and the kid with the messed up social media address. When you guys said that, I almost wrecked. I was on 95. And I go, man, I got here 1980. And if you put that poll out in 1980, if anybody else got a vote, they'd have been lucky. Now, our beloved Burgundy and Gold. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's terrible.
And again, the Nationals, despite coming off two rebuilds, two just terrible seasons, have inched in front of you. And, they're the most recent world championship team, so that kind of makes sense at the same time. And also, I mean, the overall numbers of all the teams spoke to me more of like, wow, man, I just don't think there's a lot of support for any of them right now, you know? It doesn't, like, nobody's in a real strong spot.
That's true.
All of them are more than likely not going to make the playoffs in this past calendar year.
Don't say that.
You know, the Commanders obviously already missed. Yeah. The Caps are well on their way from being eliminated. The Wizards are close to elimination. The Nationals, before the season starts, most people feel like are going to be eliminated. So, I mean, you're talking about 0-4 with the four majors, you know, this season.
Thank goodness for Paul of Six.
Right.
You know what I mean? Gonzaga.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild to look at it that way, but it's kind of where it is right now. But I would think the new owner is going to have a pretty, even though, again, they're going to have this honeymoon period, I would still think their expectation in order to continue with this staff and this group would be pretty high. I don't think it's going to be just good enough to be, 7-10 or 8-8-1. I think you're going to have to actually win and be strongly in the postseason. I would think. I would think that's what you're.
Got to win
at.
A game, man. You have to. You got to win something.
Yeah.
Of significance, no doubt about it.
I think that's the standard you're looking at. So I think finally, and people got mad at Ron Rivera last year because kind of changed his tune mid-season about being judged me on wins and losses, and he kind of said, "Well, and you kind of filibustered
further review."
Yeah, yes. Filibustered out of that. I think this will truly be the year that is what is exactly going to happen. It's going to be, it is going to be about wins and losses, and it's going to have to be a strong number.
What better way to prove yourself, new guy? Everything's on the line.
Yeah,
and I think they're dealing from a position of I'll take this roster.
Yep.
You give me a shot at it.
Yeah.
It's been worse. I think they've done a pretty good job. They've done a lot of things very well. They just talk too much. If they could get somebody to shut their up from talking so much, this would be a much smoother ride.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, again, you're not going to talk yourself into this job, right,
no,
to the next
no.
job. I mean, it is
no.
really going to be based on the actual on-field product
exactly.
and success rate.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to say, well, you know, in year two, this happened, this injury, that injury. They don't care. I mean, they're coming in here, and they're going to be, you know, like, look, we just spent, you know, upwards of $6 billion or whatever it'll end up being. we want to see results.
And if you think somebody's going to spend $6 billion or $7 billion and not pull you in a room and tell you what they want implemented tomorrow, you're crazy as hell.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the interesting things too. That, you know, again, you go to the category of maybe talking too much, and I get it; it's true. But I don't even know why you want to entertain the whole idea of...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The whole idea of, oh, what if the new yeah. owner comes in and says, get me Lamar Jackson tomorrow? You know,
well, I mean, then you're going to have to figure out a way to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Because clearly, whoever buys this has had a deep conversation with their friends.
Yeah.
They have a image of you that's not very good.
Right.
You're going to have to change that and convince them. You think somebody's going to spend this kind of money and just say, yo, dog, I'm going to be in Switzerland for a few months. Hit me if you need me. I'm out. Are you really? Really? No, dude. They're going to sit your behind down and tell you what they think they want to see done immediately. And that's going to cause some ripples.
Yeah, and I would imagine they'll put somebody feet on the ground immediately, too, in the building.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's going to be kind of hanging out in those meetings, you know, kind of. You know, he's going to have the all-access pass and be able to get in all the rooms and all the meetings.
Total access.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to know. I mean, sadly, last time around, that was Vinny Serrato. Last time we had one of these handovers of ownership. Hopefully it's not him. But I think he's very successful in radio now, so I don't think he would do that.
Oh, yeah. No, he's killing it.
So
hey, to have steady employment, he's killing it.
No, he is. He's doing great. Yeah. So I wouldn't think it's going to be him. But anyway, you know, it's going to be somebody who's going to have a business mindset and / football mindset that's going to be in there. Might be two people. Who knows?
And it's going to make them very uncomfortable
because
they're already intimidated as hell. That's why they clear the room. They always clear the space. Get rid of everybody's been around, even if you can help them, you know, and that's an insecurity.
Yeah.
And there's nothing less attractive to me than an insecure man. I mean, just nothing turns me off more than that.
By the way,
the F up. And let people help you who love the brand
right.
and want to help you.
You'd probably tell you where the landmines are.
Exactly. I mean, you know, beware of a man that won't let you help him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh. All right, we're going to get to some of the latest sales rumblings. And at this point, it feels like Liar's Poker at a whole new level.
Well, no, you know it is.
I mean, one of the names that came up this week was so, to use Kevin's phrase, passed the smell test. It was unbelievable, but yet it was reported and quickly fixed. We'll get to that coming up. Nats underway at the park. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock. We're at the Green Turtle. We're here on First Street, Navy Yard. Come on by and join us. Opening day, Green Turtle has game day specials, including $15 buckets of beer, $5 home run, and strikeout shooters. Eat plenty, drink well. Leave happy at the Green Turtle. With Doc Walker, Scott Jackson. Mike is in the house now. Mike,
oh, yeah,
Mike
Eminem.
Coming with his Jason Worth jersey on.
Yeah.
We got
up,
Haney
baby?
Here. We got professional engineer Tim Parker.
Yeah.
He usually only he usually only engineers for the network shows.
I know.
We are so proud to have him here.
Russell was here.
Well, that's why.
So Russell had to have special attention.
That's a good point.
Because he's a network kind of personality.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, he really is.
All right, so we'll continue coming up here. Burgundy Gold today. Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. It's opening day on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, driven by your local Honda dealer. Experience a whole new type of bold in a Honda SUV. See your local Honda dealer. Scott Jackson, Doc Walker here on Burgundy and Gold today. Patrick Corbin has worked out a bit of a jam and a runner on third in the first and top half of the first, and it is a scoreless game between the Nats and the Braves right now.
You can tell early on from a pitching standpoint, I mean, he's snapping those two seamers off. I mean, he's really... Looks like he's in control early, got some help from his friends in the field, and that's all you need. A pitcher is vulnerable. Them first three guys come up. He get a little confidence going. Could be interesting.
Well, he really struggled in first innings over the last couple seasons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's been his kryptonite. That's huge. So we were discussing some Commanders. We're going to go through some Commanders scenarios, if you will. Kevin would tell you. Charles Gasparino from Fox, the Fox Business reporter, as they would say, another Kevinism would be smell test. This one didn't. Reported the other day that Mark Cuban might be among those eyeing the team. That has since been pulled back. Mark Cuban is not interested in the team. I mean, Mark Cuban's been pretty vocally loud about his feelings about the NFL. I don't know if he would just change on that. And he's a Dallas-based guy. I don't know if Washington would be a great fit for him either. So, anyway, he's pulled that one back. I mean, look, you can do worse than Mark Cuban. Don't get me wrong. I think Mark Cuban's awesome at most things that he does, right? I mean, he's been a... He took the worst sports franchise in North America at the time and made it into a world champion in the Dallas Mavericks. They were awful.
Not mad at him, and I remember that.
Yeah, they were terrible. They were like 9-win bad. Anyway, so that's not the case, but he has reported and continues to report that Jeff Bezos is still eyeing the team as well. You know, A.J. Perez, after this story 2 days ago came out about the pair of $6 billion bids from front office sports, he said the only real contender right now is Josh Harris's group, and you know, it's been pointed out before, the bidding is not over, so clearly a guy with the deepest pockets, Bezos, could come in and just close the door if Snyder is open to it, and if he's open to it, obviously Bezos as well. So that's kind of where all that stuff is at this point, as far as the liar's poker, if you will. And you know, there's also been some of this leakage that, and this was on Charles Gasparino's stuff on the Fox News business, is that he tweeted out earlier that the $6 billion offers are real and that the bids will come with some contingencies that aren't real, and the contingencies to put the actual value range at about $5 billion. So whatever these contingencies are has lowered the number $5 billion. Now you just wonder, because it seems like in the past he's been a guy that's talked to Dan Snyder, is this something that Dan Snyder wants out in the atmosphere to maybe just not scare people off to see the $6 billion number, and maybe to see somebody can come up a little higher but not feeling like they've got to, you know, go to seven.
Well, you hear the number, and then you'll hear another number later that will deflate the earlier number. So right now, I always take the attitude that if you're really bored, this is great. If you got no life, man, this is just for you. But the rest of us know you're getting played. The only information you're getting is what they want you to hear. This deal is being done in a way you won't even hear about it. We won't hear about it until it's done. Then they'll tell you what happened. That's just my belief.
Well, I think it's smart, though, to get out some of this stuff, right? Because if you're on the fence, if you're one of these people, you want to get it out. And I don't think it's a surprise that somebody like Adam Schefter was the one who tweeted both of the stories out the other day. Like, that's totally a league. Hey, here you go, Adam. You got to get this info out for us. We need this, Adam.
But who's Adam working for?
The NFL.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I go.
They need it out there.
I go, I'm not mad at you. If you got no life and you're bored, great. Jump on this. You know, but for God's sakes, don't call me about it. Because I know now, I'm old enough to know that you never hear things that are really happening until it's done. This is where they wanted to get you to chase the scent. Throw you over here or there. And how in the world can a man, Snyder's had to borrow money from the league.
Yeah.
He's in no position to tell people what he's not going to do. Oh, Dan's not going to say he don't like him. Hey, man, seriously? Are you that ignorant? He's in no position to dictate anything. He's on his way out. So talk to the man who's on his way in, not the man on his way out. That's just crazy to me. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if you are a guy who owes money.
Yeah, had to borrow money.
And had to borrow money from the league.
From the league.
Yeah, it would seem like it really shouldn't be up to you to
Controlling the damn thing other than when you go to the bathroom or not.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you in control of.
Yeah, it doesn't tend to make a ton of sense from that standpoint.
It's crazy.
Now, again, if Josh Harris continues to be the front runner or in this thing, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He's done very well with the 76ers. I would prefer to have somebody who's got a little bit of pro sports experience. If that's the route it goes, that's the route it goes. But
yeah, because he ain't going to get it all shucks deal.
Right.
You know, he's not going to be enamored. You can always tell a guy that's way too excited to be in the locker room. So I'm not looking for that. See, I'm looking for a guy who the locker room is no big thing to him.
Right.
See? Come on, man. This is a joke.
Yeah, if you've been around NBA players, I don't think you're going to be.
Exactly. You know, you're not messing around.
Yeah, you're not. You're not blown
first
away.
First time they won, it beat Dallas. He went down there screaming and hollering, cussing at people in the locker room. The dude, it was never a good fit. The dude's out of place.
Right.
He's uncomfortable with crowds.
Right.
He doesn't like to speak in public. Well, then get the hell out of the way. Okay, you ain't cut out for this. Okay, you're bad at it. You ain't bust a grape. Goodbye. Say sayonara.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And it's amazing that he actually has gone as long as he has without doing anything.
Well,
in terms of like
cesspool
an interview
group.
An interview or just communicating with fans, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, as, you know, Tom was mentioning earlier, you know, obviously the Learners put out a letter today, and you could say, "Wow, come on!" You know, I mean, but at least they did something. Like, they put out something to say, you know, "Hey, here we are, opening day. This is what we're trying to do." Blah blah blah. At least they're communicating.
Yeah.
Whereas, like this organization, because of an owner that she said he just doesn't like crowds, doesn't like whatever.
He has a phobia.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Right. And then when they finally put the person in the family that's good at communicating out there, it's when it's just like everything's flying at them with all these things going on.
Tanya is what I said from day one.
Yeah,
she's a human being.
Right, and they put her out in the worst scenario.
She's fine,
they put her out in the worst possible scenario.
Exactly.
It's like, all right, you're out of the league. This report's come out, and there's another one to come out, and there's still this investigation, and all this stuff's going on, and then they're like, oh, yeah, you go save it, you know? He's going to go away for a while, work on the stadium.
Yeah.
And how did that work out? I mean, it's just nuts, right? Absolutely nuts how this whole thing has gone down. But I don't know. Hopefully the whole thing will be cleared up sooner rather than later. Sooner rather than later is the hope for all this stuff that's coming out with the Commanders. But, yeah, it is funny to hear that, you know, who's in. I mean, Mark Cuban was in for like 20 minutes or something, and then he's out.
Yeah, I'm going to throw my name in the hat.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I am. I'm going to throw my name in the hat. It'd be just as ridiculous. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's like, and people really jump on this. That's the funny thing to me. That's the downside of this social media. Everybody feels like they have to say something.
Sure.
They have to make it. No, you don't. No, you don't. Keep it to yourself.
And, of course, you know, part of the issue here is you're talking about a process that should be like a very exclusive few should be involved in, right? Like, I mean, you know, this isn't something that, you know, it's a public, you know, auction or something. I mean, this is billions and billions of dollars. Yeah, it tends to be handled with bankers and people that are used to not talking publicly.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because this is not my area of expertise, being a billionaire.
Yep,
but I'd be embarrassed to be a billionaire and I got to borrow money. That's like being ghetto. You know what I mean? What kind of billionaire are you? You got to go borrow money. You got exposed, dog. Seriously. You ain't one of us. You know what I mean? It's like you be in the hood. You be like, hey, man, who you know in the hood that got to go out and say they out of hot sauce? Don't nobody call you up and say, yo, Beast, I'm out of hot sauce. No, you ain't never out of hot sauce. This man had to borrow money from the league.
Like, you remember the first sale, right, with the Cooks, the trust, right?
The trust, he had to bring in partners.
The first guy, they found out was a fraud. Milstein, remember?
Milstein
was the front. They was the guy they picked. And then the NFL started digging in. They go, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't have it.
They ain't the sharpest group either. Yeah.
Right. They didn't have the 800 or whatever it was. So now maybe that's why we heard this term the other day, fully funded, you know, bids, because maybe because of Milstein. I don't remember when that started. But anyway, I'll never forget that Milstein. And then Snyder was part of that group. And then he stepped forward and said, no, I can get it.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
But, I mean, just think about how ridiculous that was. They actually had just kind of like the New York Islanders thing years ago with that whole fraud thing with the guy. But it was a similar kind of deal where this guy, Milstein, I got it. And then, no, you don't have it after they had
really
picked
him.
I mean, which is wild.
One of the worst things that happens is that average people assume rich people are intelligent. That's your first mistake.
True.
Just because you have a rich, you think you're bright. There are a lot of dumbass billionaires. People have no common sense. So just because they drive up in a nice car, it's like somebody with a nice car has got to have money. No, you're wrong again. A lot of girls right now are saying, I wish I had listened to him. Told y'all, ladies, When the man drives, the better the car, use the broker he is, okay? Make him show you his credit score, all right? Save yourself a lot of headaches, see? And this is what happens with these frauds. They roll up in there and try to buy something big. Somebody say, yo, Beast, show us your number. It's not a, oh, hold it. Let me get back to you. Go get some of your buddies, call up. They round up some money. He showed up. He sold him a bill of goods, and they bid it.
All right, we're at the Green Turtle. Doc Walker giving you life advice here, Navy Yard and First Street,
hey,
Southeast.
Just because Renager didn't quite get off the ground well doesn't mean I'm done.
Right. By the way, Bones, legendary Bones,
yeah,
was out here by.
Yeah, that was
came
nice.
By, said hello, out about working. Hey, Green Turtle game day specials. They get $15 buckets, a beer, $5 home run, strikeout shooters. Eat plenty, drink well. Leave happy here at the Green Turtle. All right. So the Thursday night flex did not quite take off in the owners' meeting like they had hoped to. We'll get into that coming up next. The list of bad ideas in life here on Burgundy and Gold today. Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're live in Green Turtle, Navy Yard, First Street, Southeast. It is the Nats opening day. Nats trailing the Braves 1-0 top of the second. You know, even though Corbin pitched out of a jam in the first, he's back in a jam in the second. Green Turtle, place to be here, though, on game day. We're broadcasting live here until 6 o'clock. Hoffman Show coming up at 3. So join us for that.
Well, how can you beat these $15 buckets of beer and $5 home run and strikeout shooters? Plenty of food. Crab cakes look good. Fries are great. And the wait staff, they're not forced to be here. They actually enjoy what they're doing.
That's true.
I love to see people in a good frame of mind.
It is nice to see.
And Baby AI's here to come by next hour, so he'll give you an autograph.
We got engineer Tim Parker, who is usually only at the network level.
I know.
Or big TC
games. No, he's slumming. Yeah. He's slumming today.
Yeah, he's slumming with us. Obviously no events at Capital One Arena right now to be at. So anyway, we're lucky to have him here as well, and our guy Mikey Mike here. As you need some tips to go down and get the window today.
Boy, ordered like a Paul Bunyan bag.
A lot of fried food there, Paul. Yeah, a lot of fried. Yeah, he got fried on top of fried. All right. So the other day, after we were off the air, the NFL owners opted not to vote on the rule that would allow games to be flexed into Thursday night kickoff, and to modify the existing rule that would allow teams to play a maximum of two short weeks as well. That means while some teams could play two Thursday night games, others would not have any. Back-to-back Thursday games, such as Thanksgiving, followed by Thursday next week, would only count as a one-short-week game, so teams could wind up playing three Thursday games. So, in other words, the Dallas Cowboys will be eligible to play three Thursday games.
Exactly.
That's what they're looking for.
It's just another reminder that the league does not give a squat about its players.
Right.
Because they realize that we'll just get more players. This cannot be good for your health, your body. So you go overboard in concussion guidance and worrying about that, but yet you force a 300-pound man whose body cannot heal in 4 days to be reloaded to play the amount of snaps necessary. You know it's not; it doesn't work.
Right, and they're laying all this based off of data that hey, you know, there's been no more injuries on Thursday night than
Craig
other
Hoffman
days of the week.
Just came in.
I did see that.
There's
no injuries during the week, right, or during Thursdays more so than other games. But here's what they're not telling you. Is what about all the guys that actually have to be inactive for Thursday night?
Thank you.
Because their bodies haven't had those extra couple days to heal. They're not telling you. So you're not getting the best product. You're not getting the best body.
And they know it.
And the best players.
And let me tell you why I know this is why it's sinful. It's not going to hurt the teams that suck.
Right.
Because you're not going to be in it. So you're willing to sacrifice,
like you mentioned,
the Cowboys.
Yeah, right.
Your primetime baby boys.
Yeah.
You're going to kill their bodies. Because they bring you in a higher number.
Right.
And what you're illustrating, clear as day, is just that us, the fan base, is uneducated. They don't understand it. This shows you how ruthless you are, and you don't care. You'll just get another group of athletes and run them through. If this isn't clear enough for you, then you have no shot to ever understand any of this.
So Giants center John Mara called this idea of the Thursday night flex abusive. And I saw this headline, and I was like, wow, there you go. Finally, somebody speaking some logic. But let me read further. Mara said owner support for the proposal was close, and says he's concerned a vote will come up again in the spring meetings in May and will pass. A flex game would be announced 15 days before the Thursday night kickoff. Here's John Mara's big point. And it's a fair point, but he's also missing a big one. At some point, can we please give some consideration to people who are coming to our games? People make plans to go to these games weeks and months in advance and 15 days ahead of time to say, sorry, folks, your game you're planning to attend with your kids on Sunday is now 1 o'clock. Now it's a Thursday night game. What are we thinking about? Mara also said he's frustrated with the idea that was presented to the owners of the league meeting this week with no advance warning. This should have been vetted with Health and Safety Committee. It should have been vetted with the Competition Committee. They try to push things through. Now, who's they, right? Like, who's they is he talking about? I mean, he's one of them, right? He's one of the owners, unless he's talking about an exclusive group of owners that were interested in doing this.
Well, he had a weak moment where the human side of him surfaced. And he realizes that. And because the Giants are a team that people want to see, tell you who's got no worries, Arizona.
Right.
You got no worries. You know, you'll never be involved in this.
Right.
But the Eagles, really in our division, we're probably the least likely to be involved in it. But the Cowboys and the Eagles and Giants,
yeah,
they're going to be put into it.
Right now, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, just based on past history, because we overall are considered the have-nots. But this is really, and I was hoping that I was wrong. There's a lot of pressure on being right all the time. I didn't really want to be right on this one. Because I knew what it would mean. It means that for some of you that are caught off guard, you don't realize how rotten these people are. Or can be. Not that they are. That's wrong.
Yeah.
But they can be.
Sure.
Prime example of it. Bezos paid $1 billion. He didn't pay $1 billion to have Arizona playing.
Well, yeah, and I would say, like, last year, as many of the problems that came up with Thursday night, you can say, well, you just never know going into the season is going to be good or bad. Well, one of the games they had on the schedule, mind you, was Carolina and Atlanta. I mean, who thought either one of those teams was going to be worth watching? I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. And, that you know, of course it was going to be a crap game because they were going to be bad. It made no sense at all. It absolutely made no sense at all.
I'll say another thing. And this won't probably relate because Kevin's able to go to any game he wants
sure.
to go.
Right, right.
He can do that. But what about if I got people coming in town for the holidays?
Right.
So are you just supposed to be able to change your plans because you got flexed? What about doing the holidays? I mean, really, it's so inhuman. But that's how they think.
Remember even this year, Saturday late in the season, the Commanders had that thing hanging on their schedule forever. Is it going to be a Saturday? Is it going to be a Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday, yeah.
Right, we didn't know. And then they ended up flexing it to the Sunday night game because it was the Giants game, right? It was a big deal.
But right. New York.
Even something as simple as that is really hard because there is a difference between, say, for example, if you had played that on Saturday, you know, evening for people who, you know, have to work Monday through Friday or have kids, right, that have school and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Versus if you're playing it on a Sunday night, which is much harder, you know, to turn around, you know. And, again, versus a Sunday afternoon, like John Mara's point was, hey, I got this thing set up. We're going as a family 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. Perfect. And no, you're going to play Thursday night now, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time. Then what do you do? Especially if you're talking about teams, as you mentioned, that you are talking about teams that are good and aren't begging people to come to their games, right? So it's not going to be – like Arizona, I'll just go to the next one because I can get tickets. It's not. It's like, no, you're going to a first-place team's game. So it's a little tougher.
This is one of the things that I would run a campaign for. And I'd run off the things that we got to have a common sense committee.
Right.
That a group that gets together and we just simply tackle some of these issues using common sense. Apparently you can't get one of those at the Ivy League school.
Common sense is not common, apparently. Yeah.
And then we got to be able to take hatred out, and that's where the problems come in. Because deep down inside, these people don't care. How can you have these soft-ass practices that the NFL has now? Well, they were loosening you up to add another game. And if you think for one moment that they're going to add another one, then you crazy as road lizard. They're going to take this thing to the brink, man. You're going to be playing. You think Thursday's it? Okay. If they had it their way, did you see the top 100 shows last year? When I saw
that, football, right?
They're at all but 12, I think.
Right.
We're all football. It's crack. I'm telling you, man. And so it ain't stopping. And so there's no way to control these lunatics that are putting these things together because the animals, which are the players, they don't really care about. Not to the level you need to be. And it's all lip service. And if you got one of them babies who's 320-30 pounds, his body cannot heal in time. The linemen get the brunt of this. They really do. It's tough.
Yeah, and again, this is why this player safety stuff is just, you know, it's kind of funny. When they keep worrying about ruining the kickoff and other things, and then we're going to rush you back to play football on a Thursday night. All right. Yes, we will talk about the most electrifying player in the last 12 years of the Washington football organization and what his role may be in whatever the new thing
you
is.
You're so funny.
Coming up.
You're full of jokes.
By the way, Bill Belichick apparently had to clarify his remarks for some people that are not too bright.
25 years?
Yeah, or not too bright. So we'll get to that. Plus, the Dallas Cowboys explain why they didn't want to offer Ezekiel Elliott any less money. It is Burgundy and Gold today.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, coming to you live from the Green Turtle Navy Yard at First Street here in Southeast for Nats opening day. Green Turtle, place to be. Game day
specials. Craig Hoffman's here. He's signing autographs.
Hoffman here coming up from 3 to 6 here on the Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. All right, back here on Burgundy Gold today. Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. Nationals, he ran into some trouble in the second. Patrick Corbin, I spoke too soon, gave up three runs, but now the Nats, the bottom half of the second, got runners on second and third. Is the Braves shortstop appeared to lose the ball in the sun.
Well, the sun monster, I think you called it, right?
Yeah, got him. And that's the second time in this game the sun has been an issue. I think in the first when the Nats got a base runner on, it was a bloop as well. It looked like the right fielder, or was it center field? I'm kind of half watching, half working, lost it as well. But that one was definitely lost in the sun. Got Smith on. Then Keiper Ruiz just hit a double. And so you got second and third, no outs right now with a call-up for the Nats in the bottom half of the second. So hopefully they get some of these runs back, if not all of them.
We have a great vantage point. How large is this tube, our screen that we're watching the game
on.
Oh,
my God.
I feel like we're at the stadium.
Right. It's like five, like two, four huge TVs. Call hits a sack fly, so it's a one run. Oh, moves a runner as well. Bad. Boy, the Braves are sloppy, right, in the field today? What's going on there for a playoff team? So runner on third now for the Nats. They get a run on the board. It's down 3-1, just one out.
Opening day blues.
What do they do during spring training? 12 man tweets to say, can they make Thursday night games only for teams coming off their bye? You know, I've asked that for a bunch of years, too. I don't know what the formula, why it's so tricky, why that couldn't be done, but it's not a terrible idea at all.
Well, it probably has something to do with the Cowboys not being available. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not trying to be funny, but it is funny.
But it is funny.
But it is funny.
Yeah.
Because they're terrible in prime time or big moments, but yet they put them in all the time.
Yeah.
You know already, their top six in terms of forecasting who's going to win the NFC East or win the NFC is never going to stop. Because, and that's what I know that the people that do wagering like Eminem at a high level, it's kind of cynical. Some of it's they're just pranksters, and they know that we're going to bite on it. Because they are America's dream. They ain't America's team. They're America's dream.
Well,
and they wanted them to be in it so bad, they just can't do it.
Speaking of America's team, or dream, Ezekiel Elliott, of course, had to be released this offseason. He has yet to be signed, as you might have noticed.
Yeah, stop teasing.
Stephen Jones was quoted at the owners' meetings as saying, the last thing we wanted to do do anything that would have been insulting to a player, to a great player like Zeke, who was one of the best players to ever put on a Cowboys uniform. There are sensitives when you come to making an offer. So basically, the Cowboys decided it would be better to release him than ask him to take a pay cut. And as nobody continues to talk to him, despite him putting out a wish list last week, I guess it's still too insulting to make him an offer. I mean, this is just a nice way of saying they really don't care what the price is. They don't think that he can help them anymore. It sure comes off that way.
You know, I never even contemplated, why don't you just bring him back at a lower number?
Yeah.
They don't really want him to be there.
Exactly.
And so they were hoping that somebody else would do something dumb and go sign a once great, over, out of shape,
yeah,
running back with nose rings. And so, I mean, that's the funny part to me. I tell him, take the nose rings out, and maybe we'll consider the discussion.
Nats leave some runners stranded as, Victor Robles grounds out. So
yeah,
much for the
spring. We've seen that a lot. Yeah.
Spring training. At least he's a strikeout. So they leave it. They're down 3-1 after two innings of play. Yeah, and so it's fascinating, right? So you let the market speak. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they will come back at a lower number with him. But at this point, it doesn't look like he's got a ton of options for Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, I'd like to see him back in Dallas. I think he's willing to do it. Him get taking a cut and pay still makes more than most of the league.
Sure.
And he can still play. I'm not mad at his talent. But it seems that nobody there can get him to lose 15 pounds.
Yeah, for a few years, they worked the hell out of him, right?
He's like a workhorse.
I mean, to the point where this is what it is with running backs, and it sucks, but it's the reality. I mean, you get looked at differently after you've been in the league a few years. I mean, Austin Eckler's as great as he's been. They're like, yeah, no, not at that price, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, go find a trade. What's happened since he's been allowed to talk to people? Nothing.
Yeah.
It's just no pay for backs. They're very replaceable. This is one thing that, again, Mike Shanahan nailed it years ago. He was ahead of the curve on this one. You don't need to pay big dollars for him.
He's a godfather.
Yeah, it's like almost like when you drive a car off the lot. You know, they immediately say the depreciation, you know, of the value goes down. That's a sad thing with running backs down in the NFL, the way they've been treated. And these guys, you know, put their body through the most of anybody on offense, and they get treated the worst. But this is the way it has become now.
This is why Ezekiel has earned my respect. He's the best pass protector on their roster. He's the best short yardage back on their roster. He's the best receiving back on their roster. He's just not the best running back on their roster. So to be 3 out of 4, now it's personal. You make too much money
yeah.
to do that, and you got to get in shape. Now, if you want to get in shape, I think he can still compete to be the number one guy. But why go through all that?
Yeah.
Just pay him a little bit less. Zeke, you ain't got to move. Trust me. I wouldn't leave Dallas if I were him.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the league don't get it. They don't, at least they get it. They understand how to treat you. And, I mean, they lick the guy from head to toe, all their players. So take that, son. Don't you mess around, end up somewhere like Arizona. You may end up somewhere that you're not going to like it. Trust
That's usually
me.
Where, like, Cowboys, former Cowboys end up going is Arizona.
Well, because the weather.
Yeah.
They go there in a lot. Texas, yeah.
And it does seem like Arizona is one of those teams that loves to get guys at the end of their careers. Like J.J. Watt, they did it with Emmitt Smith many years
retirement
ago.
Retirement home community.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. And then, you know, DeAndre Hopkins has not been the same person since he showed up out there. I mean, it's just wild. It just sucks the talent out of you when you get there. It's really weird. Bill Belichick said something I thought was pretty clear the other day, right? Like, so they asked him, why is there any reason for optimism question, right? And so he said, you know, well, the last 25 years, right? That's what you need to know, because obviously they've been there and done that quite a few times.
They've been pretty good.
But apparently in New England and Boston, it was misconstrued, or I don't know, or people just bored. It's talk show season. You know, I get it. We have the same thing to do. The people took it as he was saying, you know, our results should be good enough, and that's clearly not what he meant. So he had to come out to this guy in the Boston Globe and said, we're not resting on our past laurels. That's not the message to the team and the fans. We've never operated that way and aren't now. He went on to say obviously that they're still trying, you know, to play at a high, high level. And, you know, some people just kind of took it for whatever reason as he was just saying that, hey, we've done the last 25 years almost like they were done with them. I don't know. I never really thought of it that way. I thought it was just like, hey, dummies, we know what we're doing, kind of a quote.
Same thing with San Antonio. You know, Big Tony, one of the reasons why we don't hear from Big Tony, just like Mike Bird, because most of their teams are awful. So they're not in the know, so we don't talk about them. But San Antonio, the Spurs, I'll still take Popovich and Belichick over almost 95% of the rest of all the sports.
Well, and I'll say this, too, and the Sun Monster's terrible out here
today. Oh, my God.
Robles just had to make a routine play like a dramatic catch. I mean, the Sun Monster, the Nats Park, is nuts.
Yeah.
It is a weird day out there with the cloud cover, or no cloud cover. So, you know, that's a great point you bring up about the Spurs. Because I was digging into them the other day a little bit, and they were in town. And I'll say this. Like there's no pretense. They're not BSing their fans. They know what they're doing. They're like, they don't like it, but they know they need to bottom out here for a little bit, and they're going to bring it back up. And you got to trust that they will bring it back up because they have before.
They've done it.
When they got Duncan, obviously, and there's, you know, we'll see when it works out for them. And I know that people are uncomfortable with this tank talk and all this stuff, but at least there's a clear plan. They're not trying to ride the middle and hoping that, you know, hey, these guys we got here, you know, we're going to keep re-signing all of our people.
They're not doing the Wizards.
Right. Thank you.
That's not
right.
A path that leads you to success.
No, the mids doesn't work. As a kid
doesn't
say.
Work. You got to suck. You know, but you don't have to keep teaching. Now, he may not have enough, may not have the all-star players it takes to win in the NBA yet, but they're hard out. You know, people are still competing.
Yeah.
And they got trophy room full of stuff.
What they do, and again, it's not that you're telling the people each night we're going to lose on purpose.
Right.
What they've been doing is they've been pulling guys, the roster manipulation from night in to night out with certain players that they have, and that's what you do to tank. You don't necessarily tell the guy, you don't tell the guys in the coach we're trying to lose. You just say, hey, look, here's what you're going to have each night. Make the best of it. Go for it. We're trying to increase our odds here. So I mean. It doesn't feel great, no question. But at the same time, being, you know, begging for the 10 seed every year isn't a lot of fun either.
Now,
which didn't even exist when I was younger. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when there was only 8 seeds.
Yeah. It's a little more entertaining than the G League is the way I look at it.
Correct.
If I want talent, like we're sending our guy to the G League, I want him to play against NBA talent. I want, if he's not good enough, let him learn on the job. What do I gain from a guy who played Big Ten basketball, and I take him number one, then he doesn't meet my expectations, so I send him down to play in a rec league.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I want him to get his behind toe up at the NBA level, and then he'll get better, or he'll quit.
Yeah.
But I ain't going the G League route. I don't get it.
Well, it has been good to see him play lately and play better. Or play, you know, just play, period.
Yeah,
but
play,
he's
period,
actually,
yeah,
looked like a guy that belongs in the league now, which is, yeah, which is good. I'd still like the whole NCIS at some point when the season's over as to what was going on. Because obviously there was something going on there at the beginning of the year that they didn't have a really good grip on.
Yeah, I was watching the documentary and about Tark, and when he devoured the Blue Devils.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was great.
And,
that,
and Mike Krzyzewski said, I have never, ever coached against a team that played that hard. He didn't say anything about hitting threes.
Yeah, no.
Or taking you off the dribble. He said they played, it's the hardest team I've ever seen play. And I said, I want my guys to play like that. The thing that irritates the hell out of me about the Wizards is that defense is always optional. It's never mandatory. It's all, no matter who the head coach is, no matter who's the G, it's never mandatory. It's always an elective. It's optional.
An elective class?
Yeah, and I just don't. And until they change that, Scott Brooks, it was the worst. Yeah, you know, it's just terrible.
By the way, the Mets on opening day, despite all the roster additions, they got some bad news. His Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander is on the injured list with a shoulder strain. So right off the bat, you know, they've got some injury issues. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back at a final hour here with the Green Turtle here by Nats Park, First Street. We are here till 3 o'clock. Then Craig Hoffman has you from 3 to 6 o'clock. Green Turtle Game Day Specials. Come on by and enjoy him. Say hello to us. It is Burgundy Gold today, and the guy who was once electrifying at FedEx Field might be back. We'll get to that here on the Team 980, streaming live on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.